Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. Joining me today, Mike Welke, the owner of Garden of the Gods Homes, with a very special home building methodology and concept to talk with you all about today. Mike, it's been a while since we've talked. Let's kind of do a refresh. Let's talk about who you are and how you find your way into this place.
Well, I'm Mike Welke, and I own Garden of the Gods Homes here in Colorado Springs. And we started our business in 2012, building homes on the Mesa on the west side, overlooking the garden. And over that period of time, we've come to learn that our client base was mostly people who were looking to build that last perfect home that they could retire in and you know, visit their family and relax and have the part of their life they deserve from working so hard. So we've come to build these forever homes for people, their last home or their forever home.
And that got started with one particular client kind of way back in the beginning. Changed your thinking about everything.
Yeah, we had a gentleman that came to us that had multiple chemical sensitivities that was dealing with a really high sensitivity to toxins and building materials and to allergies and sensitivity to radio frequency and electromagnetic radiation. So we had to re-educate ourselves about why our homes may be making people sick instead of giving them an environment to thrive in. So we went through a process of educating ourselves through an institute for building biology in Santa Fe.
Yes, and that process really opened your eyes up to not only chemical sensitivities, but what chemicals are out there. And there is a thing called off-gassing, for one. It is what some people might describe, and it is most relatable as new carpet smell, for example. But that's actually off-gassing.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. People say, oh, I like that new home smell. Well, you may identify it with a nice new home, but it's not healthy. And it is toxins that are released from building materials that we've developed over the last 50 or 60 years that have just about dismantled everything we've known about healthy environments and how we should be living. And I think that backing up and finding a way to build with more natural materials and materials that promote our health and that encourage our health rather than that we struggle against. I don't know how many people I've talked to that have said, you know, I think my new home is making me sick.
Yeah, you do hear that. And it does make people curious. And your home is a huge investment. You know, your health is always more valuable than anything else you could ever own or possess in this life. And if it is the place where you live and it is not doing you well, you've got to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think people, I've known a lot of people that have moved to Colorado because they want an outdoor, healthy lifestyle, and they feel most alive when they're hiking or in the mountains or among the forest. And I think our homes should make us feel that way as well. It shouldn't be the place we're trying to get out of, but a refuge and a place where we go to heal and to recover.
Yes,
and to re-energize.
The home improvement shows and the Bob Vilas of the world and things like that have made us all very aware of how homes are built, and that we talk about envelopes around homes to make them airtight, which limits the number of air changes inside the house, among other things. It can trap things that are toxic and bad to you, and that brings me back then to the idea that over the years, builders have introduced, as you note, toxic and unsustainable building materials into the home, and you are working hard to reverse that.
Yes, and it's a difficult process. A lot of the lobbying by the building materials companies and the institutes that that design these materials and sell them to us. And HGTV makes us want that vinyl, luxury vinyl plank that looks just like wood. I kind of wonder, well, why not just use the wood?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's healthy for us instead of the vinyl product that vinyl off-gasses for its entire life.
Yeah, and then the chemicals in the finishes, the stains, the paints, the glazes, everything that goes into the finishing part of a home, the caulking, all kinds of things have to be paid attention to.
Yeah, and then we put all that in the house, and then we build our envelope super tight, as our new energy codes are requiring us to do. And then we don't provide enough. We don't provide enough ventilation to exhaust those toxins out of the house. We trap them in the house.
And bingo, you get a complaint that I think my house is making me sick. You have also heard another term over the years we've all become familiar with called sick building syndrome. And those things are slowly starting to be addressed, but it takes pioneers like you out there living what needs to be done in order to get other people inspired to actually do it.
Yes, and I think some of this is, like if you have that cough you just can't get rid of and you identify it with allergies and you think that, you know, you need more medication or you need to close the windows, and it's probably the opposite. You need to get more air and you need to evacuate some of those toxins out of your house that come from your laundry and your detergent and the materials in your home and the things you bring in. I think the best way to look at it is if everything you built your home out of could biodegrade and go back to the earth safely, then you're building your home out of the right materials.
And that is doable. It's possible. You are doing it. Going back then to the very first one of these you built, you were obviously moved by this individual's complaints that,
we're actually still working with him. We designed a home for him that proved to be expensive. It's expensive to try to replace materials that the industry has made so readily available. And I think some of it is building a little smaller in size, where we believe we need a lot of space, and what we really need is just only the space that we use, and don't build space that you don't. So we're working with him to build his health has gotten to the point where he needs a safe place to be. So we're going to build a retreat or an accessory dwelling unit on his property that gives him a safe place to retreat to, and then we can renovate the larger home or maybe even tear that home down and build something different. But getting him a space he can get into right away is what we need to do for him. And I have another client moving from California that has the same conditions. So we're going to be doing a very similar plan for her, build a smaller, like an accessory dwelling unit that they can live in while we build the bigger final forever home.
Now, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about what is on everyone's minds. And it is mentioned here in your notes, the outbreak of COVID-19 seems to target people who are your clients.
Well, I hope my clients are healthy when we're done, Ted. But the people that are reaching out to me because of health issues are generally respiratory conditions and sensitivity to chemicals that weaken their immune system. And yes, they are exactly a greater target for these viruses that attack our immune systems and seem to thrive in those people that are the least, have the least amount of strength to resist that.
And yeah, let me walk that back a little bit. I did state that rather awkwardly. And I think you've clarified it nicely. People who have the symptoms that your clients have are people that are tend to be susceptible to things like coronavirus. And a place like a home that you can build for them, and the way that you do it, becomes essentially a safe haven.
Yes. Yes, it can. And a lot of it is just making sure we have clean air and we're healthy and our immune systems are strong. And then we're equipped to handle these new viruses that that seem to come along through our own actions of what we're doing on our planet here.
All righty. Mike Welke, owner of Garden of the Gods Homes, what is a good way to contact you if we would like to explore this healthy home option for ourselves?
Well, you guys can call me. Anyone can reach me on my phone, which is 719-660-2131, or you can reach me on my website at goghomes.com.
goghomes.com, and it's also a place where we can get a good look at examples of your work.
Yes, exactly.
Mike, as always, a pleasure and a privilege to talk to you. Thank you for everything that you're doing to keep people safe and healthy in their own homes.
Thanks, Dad.